Hi, welcome back to TWT, The World Talks. For today's episode, we'll be talking about the political aspect and consequences of Tiananmen Square. Today, I'll be interviewing a high school student on her opinions.
Hi, I'm Maria and I'm a sophomore at Norokai.
To start off the interview, the first question is, do you think that the events of Tiananmen Square opened the door for political liberalization just as Hu Yaobang wanted?
No, I don't, even though these things happened instead of opening doors to close them. After Tiananmen Square, China became more of an authoritarian country.
Do you think these events were the catalyst for China's work with capitalism?
Yes, I think that this allowed them to see that China's people wanted more Western ideas, so they looked at the ones that would be the most beneficial to them. So by opening up a capitalism, it helped their economy and trade grow.
Why do you think the death of one political leader caused all of this?
I think this happened because he was the only person who understood them. He was their light at the end of the tunnel, and they could see that slowly fading, so they were trying to find any way to keep the light open.
Why do you think that more people joined the students, just normal people who had no need to change the political system?
I think that people joined because they were inspired by their bravery and courage to understand that they needed to support their fellow citizens.
Do you think it was fair for the government to impose martial law due to the severity of the protest?
I think that martial law was a very extreme tactic that ended up working, but again was extreme. Obviously, the other tactics haven't worked, so they had to do something, but it was a case of did the ends justify the means.
After the incident, the U.S. and Europe diplomatically isolated from China. Do you think it was justified for other countries to get involved?
I think other countries saw the extreme nature of the crimes and started to see China for who they truly were. They caused them to have an epiphany and know that they needed to stay away for better of their country.
Now I'm here with my second interviewer. Today, her and I will be continuing the topic on how Tiananmen Square influenced politics at the time of the events.
Hi, I'm Lucy, and I'm a 7th grade student at Ponis Ridge Middle School.
All right, to kick off the interview, our first question is, do you think that the events of Tiananmen Square opened the door for political liberalization, just as Hu Yaobang wanted?
I think it did, because these events led to China opening up to the idea of capitalism.
Do you think these events were the catalyst for China's work with capitalism?
I do think it was, because it allowed for the government to see what the people wanted, which led them to eventually get there.
Why do you think the death of one political leader caused all of this mayhem?
I think this happened because they all believed in him and what he stood for, so they were trying to keep him alive.
Why do you think that more people joined the students that started the 100-day strike, just normal people who had no need to change the political system?
I think that people joined because they saw how brave the students were being, and they were the young people of the population, and they were doing an inspiring thing, which inspired the people.
Do you think that it was fair for the government to impose martial law, of all things, due to the severity of the protest?
I think that martial law should have been the very last thing they did, and even then, they didn't have to gun down all the people they did.
So for my last question, this is quite important. It's, after the incident, the U.S. and Europe diplomatically isolated from China, meaning they completely separated themselves from China and what they stood for. Do you think it was justified for other countries to get involved at all, even if it was just separating from China?
I do think it was justified because they wanted nothing to do with a country that would hurt their citizens like that.
Well, thank you for taking your time to answer my questions, and if there's anything else you want to say?
No problem.
All right. Thanks, and that concludes the second interview on how politics were changed because of Tiananmen Square. Well, that's been TWT, The World Talks, the only podcast in Norwalk that isn't afraid to talk about the real people, real problems, right now. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to mention your thoughts about the questions we asked our interviewer today in the comments below. Thanks for everything. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.